我要分享的是我们的慕道者哪里来。
First and foremost, I'd like to share where are all our visitors come from.
第一个我们的慕道者常常就是我们弟兄姐妹的家人。
First and foremost, those visitors are from our brothers and sisters and our family members.
其实我们信徒当中还有些呢是还没有全家信主的。
And actually, many of our brothers and sisters, they are not whole family believers.
可能是配偶还没有信主。
Perhaps your spouse.
可能是信徒的父母。
Or perhaps the parents of our believers.
或者信徒的儿女。
Or the children of the believers.
或者信徒的自己的弟兄姐妹。
Or the siblings of the believers.
那这个就是我们慕道者的来源。
And these are the source of the visitors.
那一般来讲。这种人来信主通常一个最主要的原因就是受到家人的言语行为的感动。
Usually these type of people come and believe in the Lord because they were influenced or touched by the believers of our church.
所以在彼得前书那边有提到说这个丈夫或者妻子呢可以感化他的配偶。
That's why in 1 Peter stated thatBecause of your good conduct, you are able to convert your spouse.
那过程呢？有的很快有的可能经过几十年。
Some process are very quickly. Some process may be quite lengthy, more than tens of years.
因为我们的亲人呢，有时候他就是有一些症结点他没有办法去突破。
Because the relative has some kind of bottleneck, they are not able to break through.
所以经过很长的时间，还是来信主的。
And therefore it took some time for them to come and believe.
那第二种就是我们的亲戚。
And second type of visitors is our relatives.
比如说我们的这个长辈。或者我们的晚辈或者同辈
our elderly or someone who are in the same level as us, our cousins and nephews, our cousins.
那但是呢，就是在平常大家要有彼此有这个交往。
But we must keep up that communication with them in our usual time.
那对方对我们。有所认识，而且信任我们。
And build up the trust, with them.
那我们信徒也知道他这个对方的需要。
And also, our believer must also know the needs of those people.
那第三种慕道者是我们的朋友。
And the third type of visitors are from our friends.
可能是同学，可能是。同事
perhaps it's our classmate or maybe our coworkers.
所以有些邀请同学参加这个查经聚会，那借着这样子带领对方来信主。
Some because inviting their classmate to come and join the Bible study, and consequently they became converts.
那有些是邀请同事来参加。教会的活动，而因为这样子来信主。
Some because of the imitation of their coworker, and their coworker afterward believe.
第四种慕道者呢？比如说借着个人的先道。
Fourth type of visitors is through personal evangelism.
我们有不少的例子是有先道。对先到热心的弟兄姐妹，他们去分传单，这样子带领人来信主。
We have quite a bit example of brothers and sisters who were fervent. They went out and pass out gospel tract, and because this, they invited people to come.
那我们也有遇过路过教会，他进来，到我们来。他路过然后来信主的也有。
We also have examples of people who passed through our church and they came in our church themselves.
比如说我在讲赵弟兄就在笑，他就是这样的人。
While I'm saying this, the brother Chow is laughing because he was the one of those people.
那也有是从我们的网站上面看到我们的一些 一些知信他开始来接触教会而来信主的。
We also have a visitor come through our internet, and they receive some information, and therefore come and believe.
那第二个我们如何动员我们的弟兄姐妹带领慕道朋友
？Second is how to mobilize members to bring visitors.
第一个我们要去克服。这先到的困难就是，普遍性弟兄姐妹很难去开口。
First and foremost, we must overcome the barrier, the difficulties of evangelism. Usually, brothers and sisters find themselves very hard to speak up.
所以常常借着彼此的勉励能够克服这样的困难。
And we need to encourage one another to overcome this barrier.
能够确信说这个福音是神的大能要救一切相信的人。
We must be convicted of ourselves and believe that this it is through the might of God through this gospel that people can be saved.
那第二个我们要加强弟兄姐妹他们对领受福音的时候的那一种深刻的印象。
We must also reinforce the experience of each and every brother and sister at a time when they believe.
所以这个见证会蛮重要的。
That's why the testimony section carry a very heavy weight.
常常多见证自己信主的经过呢，那会给自己不断的加深这个信主的领受福音的那个过程的那个。得恩典得救恩的那个印象。
If we often shared our experiences, how we believe, that will reinforce our experiences.
那自己的故事通常是最能够感动人。
The personal testimony usually is the best and touching witness.
那第三个就是我们教会要常常提供充足的这个先道的用品。
And third.Our church should provide enough a sufficient tool for evangelism.
我的车上通常都会放一些教会的这些明信片。
In my vehicle, I usually carry around this gospel pamphlet of the church.
曾经有一个青年跟我讲说，传道，我要准备带我的同学来参加我们聚会。
There's one time one of the youth came to me and said, "Preacher, I'm going to bring one of my classmates to come to."The church.
那在正式带他到教会来之前，我想要今天晚上跟他谈一下圣灵。
But before I bring him officially to the church, I'd like to discuss with him about the Holy Spirit.
因为他觉得说我们的祷告可能会是一个障碍。
Because the youth felt that the way we pray may be a barrier.For his classmate.
所以带他来之前，他想要跟他谈，先跟他谈一下圣灵。
So prior he bringing his friend to the church, he like to discuss with his friend about the Holy Spirit.
但是他问我说，我们有没有任何的东西可以让我来跟他讲
？And he asked me if we have was there anything that I can give him, to preach to his friend with.
我说我马上拿给你，我就到车上。马上拿给他。
And I told him I'll give you right away. And I went to straight away. I went to the vehicle and gave him one of the gospel pamphlets.
可能那一天晚上他有这个工具所以他就谈得很好。
Probably with that tool that night, he was able to well converse with his friend.
所以他的朋友就真的开始来教会参加聚会。
And his friend came.
那也很快得圣灵。后来也受洗。
And quickly he received the Holy Spirit, and not long after he was baptized.
那第四个，就是我们这些先道的工人要能够随时的能够准备好来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
And as evangelical workers, we must be equipped, ready at all time to assist our brothers and sisters.
说教会的这个传道执事
，people such as ministers and preachers，
或者先道组的主要的干部
，or the main evangelical workers，
因为我们弟兄姐妹在先到的时候，他常常需要说我带领人，但是别人来讲。
Many of the brothers and sisters, they always want to just bring people and let somebody else talk to them.
那就像保罗那个马其顿的呼声，马其顿人呼求帮助，保罗他们可以马上的就去。
Just like the calling of the Macedonian, and they were calling, and Paul, with other people, were able to right away go there.
所以我们这些主要的工人啊，要很容易的让我们的弟兄姐妹知道你什么时间你是有空的。
So as a workers of this evangelical work, you must allow the others to know what time are you available.
不要他说我有慕道者，但是我找不到人。
Don't let them feel I have visitor, yet I'm not able to find anyone to talk to them.
几次之后就很容易灰心了。不想再传福音，再带领。
And after a few occasions as such, they probably found themselves discouraged. They no longer want to bring anyone anymore.
那如何动员我们的统领带领慕道者？第二个就是教会要举办这个先道的聚会或者活动。
How do we mobilize the church? To do the evangelical work is which should sponsor more workshops.
那这个我们各教会都有在做，那我们就持续的去做。
This has been done by various churches already. We should continue.
那第三个就是去建立强化人与人之间的关系。
And third is to build up a good human relationship.
那第四个建立跟进的范法。
And fourth is to build up a follow-up programs.
有一些慕道朋友，你可以顺其自然。
Some of the visitors, you could just lead them along, let them be.
那有一些呢是刻意的，要安排一些什么，要做一些什么。
But there are certain visitors you have to have some program for them.
那第三个重点就是。教会里头如果有一些具备着先道装备的统领，这个是很重要。有这个已经有这个先道装备的统领。
It's important a church have some worker who are already equipped with evangelical gifts.
一个教会如果有更多这样的人，那个先道一定会活泼。
If a church has more of those type of people, then the evangelical work in that church will flourish.
他们信仰很有纯正的信仰。
For those type of member, they have pure faith.
圣灵充满。
And full of Holy Spirit.
有好的行为。
And good conduct.
对真理。对圣经熟悉。
They're well familiar with the scriptures.
有那种使命感。
And they also a sense of responsibility.
而且愿意奉献。
And furthermore, they were willing to make the sacrifice.
一个地方教会如果有更多这样的人，那个先道的工作做起来就非常的活泼。
If a church possess more of those type of worker, then you'll see the evangelical work flourish in that church.
那今天我们在这里的人，我们每一个人都要成为这样的人。
Today, all the attendees here, we should become such a person.
愿意献上我们的时间。
We should be willing to offer up our time.
我们懂得利用我们已经拥有的资源。
We should know how to fully use the resources that we have.
我们很有耐心。
And we should also full of patience.
在人与人之间的应对上我们也很有技巧。
And we should be also skillful how to deal with human relationship.
那第四个重点就是圣灵的工作。
And the fourth thing is the work of the Holy Spirit.
人很容易去当圣灵在工作的时候，人很容易去感受到主耶稣能力的彰显。
When the Holy the Holy Spirit is working, it's easy for people to experience the power of God.
那人很容易的就会有那种谦卑的心来来就近神甚至来悔改。
Easy to have people to humble themselves and to draw near to God and to repent of themselves.
那圣灵在工作的时候就很容易的把我们每一个人的工作结合在一起。
When the Holy Spirit is working, it can easily put together the work of everyone.
一个人来信是很多个很多的部分连接在一起，这个人来信。
For someone to be converted, to come to believe, it is a work of many people.
他听到见证。
He heard someone witness to him.
他听到讲道。
He heard a preaching.
他跟弟兄姐妹相处，彼此的分享。
And he got along with the brothers and sisters through sharing.
所以每一个部分都是需要的。
And every process are necessary.
这些部分能够这样连接的这么好，需要圣灵的工作。
For them to knit together so well, it requires the works of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的工作里头也包括的这个一些神迹啊，比如说神迹神的作为。
And the work of the Holy Spirit would include the miracles, the deeds of God.
还有圣灵的领受。
And also receiving of the Holy Spirit.
那最后一个项目就是有关青年的先道。
And the last item is evangelism of youth.
我们很关心说青年信仰的流失的问题。
We should pay attention to the youth, whether or not they are strong or not be lost.
的确，这个世界。要得着青年，包括我们教会的青年。
Indeed, this world wanted the youth, including the youth of our church.
那如果能够动员青年的先道往往是能够帮助青年来胜过这个世界。
If we are able to mobilize the youth to do the evangelical work, then with that, it can also help them to overcome the world.
那青年先道的。他们的能力其实是不容忽略的。
Actually, we should not neglect the evangelism done by the youth.
那当然，工作当中还有一些的缺失的存在相信呢我们是一项一项的逐渐的可以去克服的。
Actually, of course, there are some lacking in their way of evangelism, but we should be able to overcome them one by one.
那最后一个项目我没有列在没有在我们的讲义里头就是整个教会的这一种和谐的气氛。
And the last item, which is not listed in the handout, is the harmony of the church.
一个有很多争执的教会通常马上影响到的就是先道的工作。
There are many church who are not in harmony. Oftentimes, the one that been influenced the most is their evangelical work.
这个不和睦的教会这就是这个教会的一个很大的受伤。
The disaccord, the one that are not in harmony, that actually is very detrimental to the church.
那通常。有时候要花蛮久的时间才会去愈合。
Sometimes it take quite a bit of time to heal.
那马上可以很容易去感受到的就是先道的工作就马上受影响。
One thing we could feel right away about that is the evangelical work.
这是我个人在地方教会工作的。一些的经验。
This is my personal experience from working at the local church.
接下来我们可以有半个钟头我们每一个点每个地方我们可以分享一下你们一些工作的经验。
Continue. We have about half an hour. I'd like to ask every point, every church to share your experiences.
要用点名的方式的哈。
I probably have to select.
有人自愿是最好。
We have someone volunteer. That's the best.
赵弟兄。
We ask Brother Chow.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
在2011年七月，我做腰间盘突出做手术，开刀。
In July of 2001, I had a disc protruded that I had required a surgery.2011, I'm sorry.
我当时的感觉是好，这个好像这个没有什么，做的手术是很简单，不怎么样，没有什么感觉的。我做前的时候就是请教会弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
At that time, I don't feel it was a big deal, but I did ask the brothers and sisters pray for me.Prior to the surgery.
当我做完手术那天早上，从早上八点钟推进那个手术房到下午大概两三点的时候推出来的时候，我感觉我这个人整个人就完全好像是很软弱，很低潮，整个好像这个整个连我的信仰我都完全进入谷底式的感觉。
After I went into the surgery room 8 o'clock in the morning and came back out 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I felt my faith was at the lowest.
因为我觉得我这个做完手术，我这个人整个就好像是瘫痪似的，整个没有力气的。那个第二天有一个这个叫做这个是什么保健保，就是人叫我来起来走一走看，结果走两步就几乎就要跌倒下去了。复健师来叫我来走看。
I felt I was completely paralyzed. I'm not able to move. Even someone to do the rehabilitation for me, he asked me to walk, take a couple steps, and I couldn't barely walk in.But one or two, and I fell.
我当时心想说，我信主啊，我在真耶稣教会，我也带人得救，为什么主这个手术开刀，就是把我的信心完全开完以后，完全就崩溃了。
I say to myself, I believe in Jesus, and the true Jesus Church.And I also bring people to church. Now, one surgery, it actually cost. I felt that my faith had bankrupt now.
我从来都没有住过院，住过七天，然后做这个手术给我的带来的痛苦，从来都没有尝到这么痛苦的。
I never experienced hospitalized for 7 days and going through such a pain and agony.
我记得打完麻醉针以后。进去以后，然后在当中的时候，过程的时候，我还感觉这个有一把刀好像在一直在戳我的感觉，那个麻药针好像是打的还是不够还是怎么样？整个一直叫喊主耶稣主啊，真想挣扎，好像在挣扎似的，但是一直在哀恨样子，我。
Even though I had anesthesia injected in my back, when I was in surgery room, I could actually feel there's still a knife on my back, and I feel pain. It was excruciating pain that I had to cry, "Oh Lord, Lord."
把我推进到这个最三楼，我记得这个三楼是最 emergency 的这个房间，那个住了大概有住了另外住了一个。一个病人。
I was bedridden at the third floor, supposed to be the, for the intensive care. And there was a person right next to my bed, next to me.
那个人可能看到我一晚上的这个哀恨啊，就请那护士说我要我就是睡请就是要离开这个地方啊。
That person next to me, probably I was mourning and in pain all night long. He requested the nurse to be removed from that room.
后来我记得那第三天的时候，我实在是受不了，就有这边有个那个他的床上有那个杆子，拉个链子，我就撑起来，我就跪在床上祷告，说求主啊，如果你要把我接，你不要把我带走，你就赶快现在给我带走，要不然就你不要比较这么痛苦。像主这样祷告，祷告了差不多有一直流泪祷告，差不多有十几分钟。我就人整个就平静下来，我心里就想，就把我的痛苦带走掉，我以后就没有什么感觉痛苦。
After the third day, I was so painful. I pulled the bar that the metal bar that's on top of me and up, and I prayed to God for about 10 minutes, saying, "God, please don't let me in this kind of pain. If you want to take me now."
我祷告的时候，我就体会到主耶稣为我这个罪人，为我的罪死在十字架这种痛苦，他是无罪的，他是那么完整的人，这么天上这么从天上来到地上，为了经历这么人生的这么，最后还要被钉死在十字架上。我是一个罪人，是应该是要受罚的，是因为我在地上有时候很多说我做了很多的事情，做错了很多事情，我是觉得我应该是要受罚的，为什么主耶稣担当了我的罪？我都感觉，我的祷告的感觉就是蒙主那个垂听了我祷告，所以我这个痛苦就少了很多。
While I was praying, and I thought about our Lord Jesus Christ nailed on the cross, how He suffered for me, a sinner that I have done so many things wrong.And asked the Lord Jesus, and then after praying this, I felt that my pain was alleviated. Don't feel as painful anymore.
我记得还有很多弟兄姊妹来医院来看我。林弟兄，尤其是林弟兄的接送，我出院的时候他也接送进到医院的时候也是他来送我，所以我很感谢他的帮忙。
I remember when I was hospitalized, there were many brothers and sisters came and visited me, and also Brother Lin gave me a ride to the hospital for the surgery and back.
那我现在见证是我怎么进到真耶稣教会。
And now I'm going to test like to witness how I enter into True Jesus Church.
那时候我在家就住在这个下面一条马路，大概走路不到五分钟。很多很多传道只是也去我家有一次聚会，黄传道啊，那些胡传道，还有那个旧金山 Perceiving 的刘传道，大概有六七个吧。那天正好聚在一起，在我们家聚会，或者那个就是好像聚餐一样的享受。
I live not far away from the church, only probably a block away. There were many ministers came to my house.
也感谢主的带领，那时候那个房子啊暴涨。我买的时候是大概不到两年前，我就买的时候是二十几万，一下涨到将近四十万。
Thank God, the house I purchased.Has skyrocketed the price after I purchased. I purchased a couple years ago only for 200 some thousand, and right away it became 40 some thousand.
Thank you.我是自己走进这个教会的时候，当时也是有一个什么特别的聚会，好像是学灵会还是怎样，然后 我就说你们这是因为牌子外面没有写中文的教会，不晓得这是什么教会啊。因为我这个经常开车进来，我就住在这个附近嘛，所以经常哎，这是个这张教会，我就很好奇的走，就开车开进来，一下冲进去。这边好像有一点那个，还是有点下雨，还是就是。
I walk in the church myself. That day, I think it probably was drizzling a little bit, and I don't know what happened. I just drive right in. I rush in the church.
哈利路亚！我看到弟兄姊妹这个，我就问他弟兄，哎，你这是什么教会？
And hallelujah, when I saw the brothers and sisters and asked them, what type of church are you?
所以我就很好奇，哎，他说是真耶稣教会啊！哇，我眼睛一下亮，这真字啊，我就亮了。
And someone told me, it's true Jesus Church. When they told me about truth, then my eye wide open.
哎，那我们那个挂的牌，我们虽然我们那个聚会所不挂牌子，是写神爱世人这个。我们那个常那个你弟兄常常带领我们的教会，难道就是好像就是他也常讲教会是地方的一个地方一个地方一城市就有一个教会，然后那个有地方教会有宇宙教会，宇宙中只有一个教会，没有什么分的那些什么美美啊什么教会什么圣什么圣公会什么会。只有聚会所以地方为城市，好像耶路撒冷就一个教一城市就有一个教会的，要站立地方教会，站立地方教场聚会所。
The local church I went to doesn't have like church like this. Oh, usually use the city as a name, just like Jerusalem that has one church.
OK, 这地方是对啊，波文帕教会。然后那个真耶稣教会，他说真是可能就是真神是真的嘛，神是只有一位嘛，所以神就是耶稣是真神耶稣。哎，这个我后来我经过弟兄，每个礼拜二来这边查经那个聚会，就慢慢跟弟兄结合，他然后看了圣灵论啊那个，哎，慢慢就开窍了，我就很快的我就受洗了。
After attending here every Tuesday with the brothers and sisters, and they told me about the true, that being true God, Jesus, and church, and I finally realized the truth. And I, not long after that, I was baptized. One or two months.
讲宣道的事情，那我就觉得主给我一个使命，就是说我既然能够。在这个波文帕教会，在这个地方啊，这个区域啊，我就是说，我就要守住这个地方，要我后来我发觉这个地方教会，大部分80%都是墨西哥人。
Now I will talk about the evangelical work. Since I reside in this area, I discovered my job is to take care here, and I discovered in this area there are more than 80% Hispanics.
我发每次发单上都是墨西哥人出来，很少中国人的。
When I pass the gospel pamphlet, usually Hispanic that came out the house.
有一次我就去那个
too many Chinese.
去那个公园，就是卡米尼公园，我就碰到那个 George， 他就在公园，正好就在那树底下看那本小小的那宣道那个圣经，很小一本。
One time I was at the park, I ran into George. He was reading a mini Bible.
那时候我还没有做手术的时候，我那个站不了多久啊，走路也走不到多远，他走不到100公尺，我不到50公尺我就要坐一下。正好他那边旁边有一个位置，我就坐下来。
And that time I did not have surgery yet. I was not able to walk more than 100 meters.And then it happened to be by him, there was a place that I can sit down.
我一讲他就马上就好像这个鱼都跳到我上面来了。
When I preached to him, he can compare him like a fish jumping up to me.
我说我们教会是在这个附近哪里就，然后他就说好，那我今天晚上就我约你在这个美国银行这个相聚，我就带你去。
And I told him my church is in this vicinity, and he said, "Okay." Then we decided to meet up at the Bank of America.
他一进我们教会，一看我们教会说方言，祷告的时候那种方言，他好高兴啊！他说我们那个教会啊，他已经信主了，但是他那个教会也讲方言，但是现在后来 那个怎么讲？传道不太喜欢他，他说方言。
And、
他说灵言。
He already believed in the Lord, but then、when he came in first, he saw the way we pray in tongue. He was so happy. He said he already believed in the Lord, but the pastor over there does not like him、praying tongue.
你都知道，他一祷告就声震屋瓦，都整个这房子都要掀开了。
We know his voice is quite loud.
头发都光光的。
He's bald-headed.
有时候人家那个他到别的教会，有一个小姊妹说你可能走错地方了，这个样子不像这个在这边，你走错教会，走错地方回来。
One occasion went into a church. There was a young sister told him, "You must come to the wrong church. This is not your church."
感谢主啊！这个长话短说。就是说，我觉得我们一个身为一个基督徒啊，我们既然得主在我们身上都有一个使命，好像我们人活在这地上都有一个目的，神给我们都有一个恩赐啊，就在我们在地上。我们既然是在，我觉得这耶稣教会的真理实在是很宝贵啊，就像那个钻石一样的，我们不把它拿出来闪耀出来啊。
I'll make the long story short. As a member,、as a believer, we must have this sense of spirit,、sense of responsibility,、being a true church member, especially our truth, it can be compared to like a diamond. We should bring out this diamond, let the diamond shine forth.
因为我一路走下来，从台湾走到美国啊，我经过很多的教会啊，几乎差不多有十几个教会，我都经过。我最终感谢赞美主，我在这边受洗得救。这个真耶稣教会是神所要的教会，是最完全的，真理是最完全的。
I have been around from all the way from Taiwan to America to more than 10 different churches, and I noticed praise God that I'm able to be baptized here because the truth preached here is the most complete truth.
今天如果你有100万放这边。你叫我说，哎，我给你100万，你就离开了教会，我都不愿意。
Today, even if you have $100 million place in front of me and ask me to leave the church, I will not do so.
尤其是弟兄姊妹的爱，实在是摸到我。尤其是在那种低潮的时候啊，实在是看见这就是教会弟兄姊妹的爱心。
Especially, I felt the love of the brothers and sisters at the point of my lowest point of my life.
Amen. 感谢主，荣耀归给主。
Amen. May all the glory be to the Lord.
谢谢赵弟兄哈，他个人见证的分享。
We'd like to offer our appreciation to Brother Chow for his personal testimony.
不是他文不对题啊，通常碰到陈传道的弟兄姐妹都会这么 easy。不是他讲错的题目。
It's not that he shared the wrong topic.
跟陈传道在一起通常都很 easy 的哈。
Usually,
有什么话都可以讲。
But with Preacher Chen, with Pastor Chen, I'm more easy to get along. You can speak whatever you wish.
本来要他，我们是要分享地方教会的经验那他在谈个人的经验。
Originally, we want to share the local church experiences.And he's sharing personal expenses.
他不是第一个其实在他之前在我们讲习会之前，就曾经有一个弟兄也跟我说他要做个人的见证。
Before we have the workshop, there's another brother approached me about sharing personal testimony too.
他没有去问梁传道，也没有去问谢执事是问我。
He did not ask.Deacon Ho or Pastor Liang, he came to me.
那当然我要问他们两个。
Of course, I would have to ask them.
那他们说我们这个场合不是做个人见证
But they told me this is not the right occasion for the type of worship we have.
但是要发生的事情。它终归还是会发生的。
What doomed to happen will happen.
那因为碰到我就是会这样发生的。
When you run into me, this will happen.
那我想如果其他人上来大概也会是这样的结果。
I think if other people come up, probably will do the same thing.
啊，因为我们谈到先到哦，也总不会离开我们个人的那种哦，从主的体验哈，那带出我们愿意分享我们好我们的体验，我们的见证。
When we talk about evangelical experiences, usually we will share our personal experiences.
那其实先道就是这样子，很容易的就把自己的故事，来给讲出来，这是最实在、最真实的、最能够感动人的。
Usually that's how the evangelical work. The thing, the most powerful, evangelical work is personal testimony.
那希望我们还是会抓住我们能够用的时间。分享一下我们个人或者我们教会的有关先道的经验。
Hopefully we'd like to make full use of remaining time to share our evangelical experiences of our church.
虽然我们已经常常有在祷告了那但是我们来到这里我们一起的祷告应该有更不同的意义跟恩典在里头。
Probably we've been praying all the time already, but when we come together here, we pray together, we'll find there's more meaning and to that.
所以我们简单来读几个经节我们来做祷告。
Read a few passages in scripture, then we'll proceed to pray.
我们已经为先道做很多的祷告我们这次的祷告更特别的为我们的先道来做祷告。
We've been praying, praying a lot for the evangelical work, but this time we will pray even more for the evangelical work.
第一个来看创世纪三章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章四节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 14.
十四节，罗德离别亚伯兰以后，主对亚伯兰说：“你从所住的地方举目向东西南北观看。”
Verse 14. The Lord said unto Abram after the Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
十五节，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
15. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and thy seed forever.
虽然我们不是亚伯兰
，Even though we are not Abraham,
但愿神给亚伯兰的应许，也在我们先道的工作，也应许在我们先道的工作上面。
May the promise of God to Abraham also fulfill on our evangelical work.
让我们不但能够东西南北的去观看
，Not only we are able to look northward, southward, eastward, westward.
也求他赐给我们力量能够来走遍。
May he also give us the strength that we can walk through.
愿意他照着他的应许将这许多的人心土地来赐给我们。
May he do according to his promise, give us as many heart a land.
人的心就好像是一块土地。
The heart of people can be compared a piece of land.
我们将人的心夺回来归向神。
For us to grab the heart of man and to bring it to God.
我们再请看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to also Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
三十五节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，先讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
And Jesus went about all the city and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
我们为传道人祷告让我们真耶稣教会的传道人 能够像主耶稣这样子来走遍各城各乡。
Please pray for the pastors of our church so that they can be like our Lord Jesus, walk through every towns and villages.
36节，主耶稣看见这许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
36, when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
愿主耶稣让我们也都能够有这种这样子怜悯人的心。
May our Lord Jesus also granted us such a compassionate heart, and be sympathetic to others.
让我们深深地感受到有这么多的人需要主耶稣的恩典。
Let us all feel deeply how many people out there needed the grace of our Lord Jesus.
37节，于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous.But the laborers are few.
只要是人在神的面前都是罪人。
As long as people, they are sinners before God.
只要是罪人都需要主耶稣的救恩。
As long as a sinner, they all need the salvation of the Lord.
所以有这么许许多多的人是需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
There are so many people, that needed the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
38节。
38.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest.
或许要当一个全时间的传道人，并不是那么容易。
Perhaps to be a full-time minister is not that easy.
但是至少我们可以在每个地方都做先道的人员。
But at least we can all be a part-time preacher in our local church.
我们不但求主打发工人，我们求主打发我们自己。
Not only we pray to the Lord of the field to send out His labor, but we also ask the Lord to send us.
我们常常求主耶稣赐给我机会，求主耶稣打发我传福音。
We should often pray to the Lord Jesus to give us opportunity and to.Pray to Him to send us to preach the gospel.
我们需要更多先道的人员。
We need more evangelists.
当然我们也需要更多全时间的传道人。
Of course, we also need more full-time ministers.
我们常常为这样的事情来祷告。
Let us bear in mind always for this matter.
我们再请看腓立比书第一章。
Let's also turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章第五节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，因为从头一天直到如今，你们都是同心合意的兴旺福音。
For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
在这里，保罗提到腓立比教会是同心合意在兴旺福音。
Here, Paul mentioned about the Philippian church. They were developing the church in one accord, in one fellowship.
我们都是那么的在看重先道的工作。
We all emphasize the evangelical work.
主耶稣知道，撒旦也知道。
Our Lord knows, so is Satan.
那撒旦总是想要破坏我们。
But his intention is to destroy our work.
他最厉害的方法就是让我们失去这种团结、同心合意。
His greatest weapon is cause disharmony in the church.
我已经讲过，带领一个人信主是好多的细节连接在一起。
As I mentioned already, for someone to be converted in Christ, it requires many different processes and details.
我们也实在看到每一部分。都在做，都正在进行。
And we can, every process must do their work. Every stage must do their work.
每一个细节都有在做。
And every detail must be done.
但是那个果效不一定照我们的努力而有。
Of course, the result may not necessarily what we wanted.
我们常常真的缺少那个圣灵的工作，把它结合在一起。
What we often needed is the work of the Holy Spirit to put them all together.
都很努力在做，但是没有成果。
We all work hard in every part, every stage of the evangelical work, but we found often without works, without result.
久而久之，真的是会气馁。
Sometimes, after a while, we may find ourselves discouraged.
那一个很大的原因是，他没有办法去联合起连结在一起。
The greater reason for this is because we cannot knit together, put it together.
没有圣灵的工作在里头。
Because there's no work of the Holy Spirit within.
问题不在圣灵。
The problem is not lies in the Holy Spirit.
问题在人。
The problem lies in human being.
我们很容易尽我的力量在做。
Well, it's easy for us to do our part, the best we can.
但是我们常常不容易的是跟别人能够很和谐、很和睦的连接在一起。
Oftentimes, we find ourselves not easy to work with other harmoniously.
所以我们真的是要常常花时间为自己、为我们的同工彼此来代祷。
So indeed, we really need to spend some time to pray for ourselves and for our coworkers.
大家都这么的爱主，都愿意花时间、花力量、花精神。在做先道的工作。
Every one of us, we love the Lord so much, we're willing to spend time and money to do the work.
那为什么不也努力的来克服这人与人之间的问题？
Why don't we also put some effort in solving this problem friction between the people?
很愿意保罗看到我们的时候，也是说我们是同心合意的。
Hopefully, when Paul sees us, he could say the same thing that we have the same fellowship in the gospel from the beginning.
所以我们为先道的工作来祷告。
Let us pray for the evangelical work.
求主耶稣加添我们的爱心。
May Lord strengthen our love.
求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
May Lord strengthen our faith.
求主耶稣帮助我们不灰心。
May our Lord help us so that we will never find dismay.
因为这是主耶稣的工作。
But this is the work of the Lord.
这是神最伟大的工作。
This is the greatest work of God.
所以他一定会带领我们，一定会祝福我们。
For sure, He will help us. He will bless us.
很有可能我们就是只是那么一点点的那个症结，我们没有去看出来，没有去把它突破。
Perhaps it's only that tiny thing that we have not breakthrough.
真的在一个很和谐的教会里头工作，真的是充满着成果，充满着祝福，充满着喜乐。
Indeed, in a harmonious church, you will see full result, full blessings.
工作人员、弟兄姐妹都是充满着平安跟喜乐。
All the workers, all the brothers and sisters will be all full of joy and peace.
因为这是和谐，这是神的家的一个很重要的一个特点。
For this is a very important characteristic of a house of God and church of God.
那这也是撒旦一直要破坏的，一直要破坏的地方。
However, this is something that Satan continuously want to destroy.
我们稍不留意，他就钻进来破坏。
And we not careful, he can easily sneak in and destroy.
现在一起同心跪下祷告，为先道的工作祷告。
Kneel down, praying one accord for the work of the evangelism.
为我们家庭的和谐祷告。
Let's pray for the harmony of our family.
为教会的和谐祷告。
And the harmony of the church.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.